season three of the to-do list.
Redo that, bro. But you're just so quiet. That was not an Adam line right there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Season three, episode one of the to-do list. We got the regular crew. Me. Adam. Yeah, I was ready for you guys.
I didn't know. You kind of leaned your head to the left, and I was like, I don't know if he's picking me or what's going on, but...
Season 3, episode 1, we're back. Spring semester has just started. This episode, we're going to talk about the various things that occurred to us during the winter season. The off-season.
The off-season of said podcast.
Winter session. Me and Adam did winter session. Jason took a winter session off this time.
I took a break because I was in it last time and it was not the look.
Let me tell you.
I need to catch up.
It's kind of a blessing and a curse, I got to say.
100%.
I feel like it definitely was easier online than versus my winter session that was at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Also, probably 100%.
True.
Let me tell you, during it, it was like, damn, I really need to go to a class for 2 hours every single day. And at least, I don't know how you were, Adam, but I had homework, like dummy homework every single night, bro.
Yes, so, I was doing... schoolwork, probably I would say on average schoolwork from about 11 to 7-8.
Ew.
Every
that's
day.
That's disgusting.
That's like a lot of hours of work.
Yeah.
It's like 8 hours. Okay.
Also, you took Orgo too, right?
Correct.
Which I feel like might be one of the more difficult winter classes.
Oh, without a doubt. One of the hardest classes in college, sure. I would say.
Yeah. And then you took it in a condensed form.
Oh, yeah, 5 weeks.
So think about that. You might have done that one to yourself, low-key.
You played yourself.
It's mad smart at the end of the day.
But now it's out. Now it's done.
Exactly. And me.
You doing it well? Are you happy with your performance?
It's done.
Chill, did you get a B or above?
B minus.
All right.
Okay, we'll still take it. Dude, what I'm saying now is, though, do you even remember, like, anything, like... like how painful it was to not like the.
I thought he was talking about the classes. Like, do you remember anything about Orgo 2?
Dude, I would really hope you remembered at least one thing. But I'm saying, like, damn, while it was happening, it was trash. But after, I'm like, I would maybe do that again if they gave me 2 free credits again.
Yeah. I feel that. It's done. It's out of the way. I survived.
Oh, I forgot that's why you guys were doing the winter credits. Because the game was for free.
That's also the only reason I was doing it.
Yeah, yeah. See, like, I would have done it if I didn't take 18 in the fall.
Yeah.
True. So I did only have to pay 1 credit. So
that was the clutch. That was clutch.
Clutch.
Clutch. All right. So, other than winter session, the other big thing during winter break was the Delaware men's and women's basketball seasons.
Right.
Now, the men's team, we lost a lot of talent. Nate Darling, man, got drafted to the NBA. And then we got this man, Justin Mutz, the man, the myth, the legend, who left us, bro.
Bro, what happened? I'm not in on the T. I don't know.
So this man,
you can't blame the man. You can't blame the man.
No,
this man
I can't.
Is going to do, he's gotten more brains, more knowledge.
That is
true. Where's he going?
Man transferred. He's taking graduate classes at Virginia Tech.
All right, that's fair.
Which, number one, way better basketball program than us. So W there. Also, he's low-key killing it over there. He's averaging more of everything, I'm pretty sure, than he was with us. Yeah, so that's just sad news there. So the men's team is low-key.
Buns.
Young up-and-comers.
Yeah, we're growing. We have a lot of freshmen. The freshmen are kind of nice.
A rebuild year, perhaps.
Exactly, a rebuild. But on the other hand, the women's team, oh my God, they're filthy.
Like 16-2, I think?
Dude, we're undefeated at home. We have, last time I checked, it might have bumped up from now, the 7th leading scorer in the nation. Points per game on our team. We're killing it. Jasmine Dickey. The
shout out Jasmine Dickey. If anyone can get this to Jasmine Dickey.
Yo, put her on the podcast real quick.
Dude, I don't really know.
I'm about to slide in the DMs. No, let me stop. Time out. Probably not a good idea.
Actually, no, I think that's a brilliant idea. Why is that a bad idea?
Great idea. I'm going to do it after this recording. Word two, she is nice, bro. Filthy. And the whole team in general, filthy. It's not even her just caring.
I was about to say, it's not just her caring. Every single week.
It is a group effort.
I'd be going on Instagram and it's like CAA player of the week.
Jasmine Dickey,
rookie of the week. No, it's not Jasmine Dickey. It's a new person.
It'd be fluctuating. Most of the time, okay. A lot of the times it is Jasmine Dickey. True. But it's not always her. And second off, if you look at like box scores or whatever, people are pulling their weight. It's not like a one-man team out here. So that is dope. At least we will. Okay, let me knock on wood here. Hopefully, we will see one Delaware team in the March Madness tournament this year. And it's looking like it's going to be the women's.
We're going to get the dub. We're going to get the dub on the women's team. You heard it here first.
You did.
So let's just get the entire basketball team on here.
Okay, at the same time, same episode.
Why not?
It could work.
Or maybe just one.
That is true. Jasmine Dickey. That would be our one.
I say you post the episode.
And tag her.
And maybe not tag her, but maybe send it to her.
Okay. So the other big sporting event that happened during the winter, of course, the Super Bowl. Me myself, I was hyped only because I won money off the Super Bowl. Don't let me tell you, don't bet against Tom Brady because you're not winning that bet. Shout out the GOAT. Other than that, I don't know about you guys. The game was pretty boring after the second quarter.
Yeah.
See, I was engaged because I too had money on the line. I put $10 into a pool, right? Box pool. I bought a singular box.
One singular for 10?
One singular box for $10.
Okay, low key.
Risky bet.
Yeah, facts. But okay, go on.
The reason I did it was because a friend of mine reached out and he was putting 30% towards UDance, which is brilliant.
True.
That's just an easy $300 to UDance plus prize money. So I was like, yes. I was like, $10, one box, fine. I got numbers 3 and 4.
Not bad numbers.
Those are good numbers. So I was hyped at one point.
I feel like 3 is not really a good number.
No, it is because field goals.
Field goals.
I know, but field goals, but like once you score a touchdown, 13. Then that's gone.
13, 23.
Once you score a touchdown, that's gone.
You can have a touchdown and 2 field goals.
That is true.
You can
after that opportunity, it's gone.
You'd take that any day versus like a 2 and a 9.
I would say 3 and 4, just quick math, is probably like the third or fourth best combo. So
gotta give that a fact Google real quick.
So at one point in the first quarter, the Buccaneers, I think, kicked a field goal like as time expired, and that lost me. If they didn't do that, like if the quarter was like 4 seconds shorter, I would have won $100. And then there was like something weird. Somebody scored. Something happened. Threw off my numbers. I was pissed. Tom Brady won. I wanted to see the Chiefs win again, but Tom Brady's the GOAT. Can't do anything about it. So that
honestly,
was
best part of the game was the halftime performance.
Yo, people were ripping on it.
I don't understand it, bro.
I know we talked about this before. I wouldn't say it was my favorite performance, but people were ragging on it like crazy, and I don't understand why.
I think it was that bad, but it wasn't like the greatest.
Agreed.
I think it was better than last year's.
Honestly, it was real weird. The people they had, the COVID safe people up in the stands that were doing that dance and stuff, they were like all white and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I do think he might have been able to snap a little more if it wasn't COVID.
That is true.
But shout out The Weeknd. Maybe we can get him on here too.
Yeah, so I'll DM him.
We're talking about getting everybody.
Getting ready to move back to campus. We got a special RA Jason. We got T.A.
Ethan. I got a position as an RA. They offered it over very early winter, right before Christmas. And it gave me a chance to move in. So I moved in like 2 weeks ago-ish now, like the 3rd. of February.
So are all your residents in now?
Yeah, they all moved in. All of them came in. The last one came in yesterday. I got 16 heads on the floor, and my floor hasn't been the problem floor yet. It's been third floor for two buildings, not mine. Yeah. I'm on the first floor, so yeah.
So have they already called ambulances and stuff?
There's been one ambulance called to not my building, but Russell already. And we actually weren't giving out any regulations because they spaced out the move-in, right? And yeah. Since they spaced out the move-in, we can't hold a floor meeting until everyone gets there.
So you can't tell anyone the rules before
everyone gets there. So heads didn't know the rules while they were getting there, and they had like 3 days to just do whatever hell they wanted.
They're kind of lit for the 3 days.
They had 3 days.
No rains, but...
Yeah. They went off. Right. That's when they had the ambulance called, and some guy, I was so happy I wasn't on duty first week, because, oh man.
One ambulance ain't that bad.
I feel like one ambulance on
compared,
the
I feel
day,
like, dude, but what did we have, bro? We had an ambulance every day of the first week.
Yeah, but like, give it some time. Like, now all the heads are here. Like, only half the heads are here. Now all the heads are here.
You
know?
Right, you're right.
So I'm thinking it'll be a problem. I'm glad my first night on duty is the next week.
Hopefully nothing. You're going to have to keep us updated on that because something's going
to
happen.
On duty, just walk around?
On duty, I'm supposed to walk around. So you know how we had to get packages from the RA office?
Yeah.
So my job is to sort the mail at 5 o'clock. I sort the mail and put that in the mailboxes. And then after that, I do rounds at 7. And then I go give people packages from 7 to 9:30. And then... technically duty starts before the duty hours are posted. It actually starts at 5 instead of 7. And then I do my rounds and I give people packages. And then after the packages, I do rounds again. And one of us out of the two people that are on duty get the phone. And the other one has to write the reports. So, then you just do another set of rounds later that night.
So it's really just a lot of walking, I feel like.
It's just a lot of walking, checking in, making sure there's no heads doing anything they should not be doing.
And for cash, W.
What'd you say, Adam?
True, that is just a W. So then you just go to bed?
Yeah, you just go to bed. And if they call the duty phone, they call the duty phone. Honestly, I really want to just prank one of my RA friends and call the duty phone at like 6:45 because they still have it. Because they're still on duty.
Oh, because it's off at 7, right?
It's off at 7.
That would be OD.
Yeah, I might do it to Cody. Actually, Adam, you might know Cody. He's an exercise science major, and he's a sophomore.
Never heard of Cody.
His name, his actual name's Benjamin.
Wait, what?
But he goes by Cody. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's 20, and he's turning 21 like next a couple weeks from now.
I don't know if I know Benjamin.
I was thinking maybe you might know him. I wanted to ask him, but he was busy talking to people during our plant and paint night tonight. So, we hosted a whole building event, building-wide. And you had to paint a pot and then plant, stuff in that pot. It actually kind of popped off. I was originally skeptical. Popped off. We got rid of all of our little pots.
Bro, I told you I would have gone, bro.
That happened last semester, too.
Yeah.
For the freshmen who were on North Campus, apparently, like, all the RAs were like, oh, like...
That's why we did it, because they were so successful on North Campus, but I was still skeptical. Crazy.
Dude, it's because they got nothing. Think about it, bro.
Yeah,
I know COVID right now. If they got one option, bro, they're doing that option.
Yeah, true.
They're making some friends, bro.
True.
All potting plants.
My floor seems to be making some friends. They seem to be doing pretty well.
I saw Jason in the dining hall today with a resident.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a kid from my floor, though. He's actually from Cody's floor. Cody lives on the third floor of my building.
Oh, the problem floor.
Yeah, the problem floor.
Oh, so he's the problem RA.
You're not the problem RA.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
But, like, you know.
All right, so something we wanted to bring back for season 3.
Oh,
I know we didn't do
about.
It season 2.
I know what he's talking about.
Tweak of the week.
Tweak of the week, and one of the people who moved in on the first night gets my tweak of the week. At least I believe he gets the vote. So on the first night, we hosted this thing. It was Disney trivia. And basically, there weren't that many kids that moved in. I had one resident that moved in on my floor, and there was probably like 25 people that showed up to the Disney trivia night, maybe 35. And that's including the RAs too. So like, there was like not that many people. All 15 RAs were like basically required to be there. And one of them hosted the trivia night. And basically before, when we were ever, we were still waiting for people to get there, we were all like mingling and everything. And we broke up into teams, and I had three other people on my team. And one of them is actually the guy who I was eating dinner with tonight, Adam. And the other two were just other people that were around that moved in, not my resident. She didn't go. Anyway, the one guy, I don't think he knew I was an RA or something. I was wearing my staff shirt. And he's like, yeah, you guys want to see my fake ID? It's from New Jersey, because they were both from Jersey, and he wasn't. And he wanted to see what it looked like and if it was like a valid fake.
Word.
He was like, you know, you guys want to see my fake ID? And he passed it around the table. And then he basically like asked everyone at the table, like, yo, you think, where do you think is the best place to get liquor? And I'm just like, I'm not allowed to answer that question because I could get fired.
Bro, at this point in time, aren't you wearing a big ass shirt that says RA?
Yeah, I am. It literally on the front, it says UD staff in like the pocket area. And then on the back, it says Res Life and Housing, and it's just all over the back. Like, it's massive. It basically says like, yeah, I'm an RA. And I also have my badge too. So like, he should have known. But
dude, this kid is the biggest tweak I've heard of in a while. Yeah. This man just basically said, it's like going up to a cop and saying, bro, you think I'm going to get caught if I rob this bank right now? This man just, he snitched on himself. Facts. There's nothing else to Facts. Say.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I could do anything about it, because he didn't actually like rob the bank in a sense where he's like using his fake. But like, he basically admitted like, yeah, I'm going to go get liquor at some point this semester. Come find me. Alert.
Damn, his door's going to get the knocking, bro.
I don't know where he lives, though. I forget his name.
Damn. That's mad funny, though.
All I know is he's probably going to get busted sometime. 100%. I feel bad, but, you know, it's kind of on him for basically advertising. He has a fake ID.
He snitched on himself.
He did. He's a TA, right? Isn't that different from an RA? Or are you a teaching? You're not a teaching assistant. I thought you were something different.
Low-key, I'm not.
Yeah, technically, like something else.
Technically, my role is a PASS leader. Peer assisted student session leader or something like that. I'm basically a TA though, bro.
It's kind of cheeks.
I have to teach one class, like an hour class, that basically goes over the lecture slides again to like solidify.
Enforce the information.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got office hours on Friday, and then I like grade tests and all that stuff.
You're a TA.
So I'm basically a TA.
A TA, basically. But not called a TA.
Exactly. I'm a fake TA.
I think there's someone like that in my thermo class.
Probably. Or my other name is like student instructor, so I'm an SI too. I don't
know. Yeah.
I'm everything but a TA. Makes no sense why they just won't call me a TA, but whatever. My job's probably a lot less fun than Jason's, considering
it's fun.
I haven't even got kids to teach yet. Like, they haven't even given me my kids yet. I don't have to teach until next week. I had to go to some training for 3 hours last Friday, which did not need to be 3 hours at all. Half the kids were not, like, they were trying to teach us how to teach, right? All this stuff like, oh, when you ask a question, wait for a response. Don't tell them the answer.
Yeah,
like no duh, bro. No duh. And then they were having us doing all these, like, activities, like, of us playing both the role of a teacher
and a
student. But here's the thing, like, some people in the training, since they're student instructors and PASS leaders from different classes, it wasn't necessarily all of like computer engineering kids. So they were having us do some stuff like, okay, ask a question that you would get asked during class. So some kid asked a question that some kid was not gonna know because they don't know what we're talking about.
So let me get this straight. Dumb. Some kid asked him about like, hey, how do I hook up this circuit board? And this other guy has no clue what's going on.
Pretty much. It was just,
they just threw you to the wolves and said, here you go teach.
Pretty much. So
they kind of did that with us too, like resident RA kind of thing, like questions and stuff you're gonna have to deal with.
Dude, it's a lot harder online, I'm not going to lie. Like, if we were both in person right now, I think we would both get probably better, a lot better training. have a total 100% understanding of what we're doing. I'm here. I got to teach next Wednesday. I don't know what I'm doing, bro.
You're learning on the fly.
That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to wing it like this.
All I know is they threw me in a breakout room with some other RA that I'd never met before. And they told us, like, yeah, meet them and interact with them like you would if they were a resident. And I was like, what?
Bro,
what does that even mean?
You can't do that. You can't just tell people, like, oh, yeah, just pretend they're like, what? That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. All right.
So, as we wrap up episode one of season three of The To-Do List, your favorite podcast.
The only podcast that matters.
The only one that matters. Here's what's going to happen. We realize we've got some feedback from some of our listeners.
Some good, some bad, some ugly.
Mostly bad. Well, let me retract.
We got a lot of constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism.
That's the word.
And we're working on revamping this and making it big time. So we need all of your help, all of the listeners. If you
take any constructive criticism you guys have,
listen and take this to heart. Here we go. We are revamping Instagram and we are looking for your input. Please, if you have any input or would like to feature on this podcast or have any questions.
Dude, I don't know why you're speaking like this.
He's also doing like this, like right in front of his mic.
Bro, you're just like.
Not for real though. If you want to be featured, let us know. You have any comments, questions, things we should talk about, please let us know. Keep the Instagram, follow us, shout us out, post, repost, double post,
triple post,
share, spread the word, friends, family.
This season,
QR codes around where you live.
True. In the coming weeks, you will see, if you're on campus, of course, you will see promotional material.
Adam, I'm going to probably get some like big heavy duty tape, like clear tape, and just tape them to the dining hall tables that I sit and have the CR workers just try to take them off and they can't.
We should get promotional ambassadors.
What is that? What do you mean? Elaborate on that.
They help us promote our podcast.
I feel like you usually pay those people.
We can't pay people.
Dude, well, you know what our budget for this show is?
What is it?
About zilch.
Yeah. Nope.
All right, but no funny business. If you look in the Instagram bio, there will be a link to the link tree. We will have more stuff on this link tree this season, like submission. Like, we're going to have stuff where you can submit ideas. We're going to have merch links. Merch coming soon.
It's only stickers right now.
That is true. We're going to have more merch coming soon. This is the season. Jump on the bandwagon if you're not already.
We're on the come up. This is where you solidify yourself as an OG fan, an OG listener. Help us be a, listen to me, be a part of this journey.
You're going to want to be. Trust.
You're going to want to be with us as we climb to stardom, okay?